March 1
Support for Talk Line is provided by Vitus Terminals, a local crew happy to fuel you. More information at BethelFuel.com.
Talk Line is an opinion-based show to share ideas and viewpoints. Statements made during Talk Line may or may not be factually true. Callers are encouraged to engage in civil discourse and are free to challenge or affirm the opinions presented by fellow callers. The comments and opinions expressed are those of the community and not KYUK broadcast staff, management, or board of directors.
Express yourself.
Hello, hello. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Talk Line on KYUK. I'm Diane McGachran, and we're going to take a little break, obviously, from those Senate hearings and get on to what's on your mind. And you can call in about any topic you want, local, regional, national, international. Anyway, we're going to go right to our first caller, Wilson Green. Good morning, Wilson. Good morning.
Am I the first one for today?
You are the very first.
Be sure and say hi to John Nick.
I will, and handle it.
I feel kind of especial.
Especial.
Well, I just wanted to say it's really pretty out here in Anchorage today. You know, it's been almost, 3 weeks or so. Mm. 4 weeks since my daughter died, and it's tough, but we're dealing with it. That's part of life.
How are you kind of keeping your balance?
Just being here for my kids.
Mm-hmm.
Memorials are memories, Mm-hmm. We have memories of her we share together without, fear, because that's what we have to do to be able to move on. A lot of people choose not to talk about it, and it causes problems later on when it comes to dealing with death. This was my topic when I was working with YKHC. I did a lot of presentations on grief and loss, and, we have to be willing to share, even if it hurts, but it's a good hurt, because when you cry, you heal.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the main point I wanted to bring out today. Don't be afraid to talk about the loved one that has passed, mm-hmm. and share with others, and don't turn people away when they try to bring up memories of your loved one.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome it as an opportunity to heal.
Mm, that's
nice. Get stronger, because that's life. The circle of life. You are born, you live, you die. And that's just, you have experiences in between. And those experiences become memories for people, especially the people that knew that loved one, gives them an opportunity to share that experience. And then you get happy, for that memory.
Yeah.
So, one of the things, if you live in Anchorage and you're from the village originally, the village corporation, they do have funeral assistance programs. But here in Anchorage, no matter where you're from, they go through Cook Inlet,
mm-hmm.
tribal services for burial assistance. Although I do have to say, I was denied, but I had some friends that helped me deal with the cost, because dealing with death, there's a lot of cost involved, lots of money involved dealing with a funeral home, either a casket or cremation, lots of money involved.
Mm-hmm.
And what I don't understand is, it seemed like if you're a native from, say, Bethel, and you have a tribal organization that is part of your what they call line of help. You have a membership. You have a number. It seemed like it would just be right off the bat. Here, we pull up your number. Yes, you're dealing with a death in the family who is a member of the, you know, corporation mm-hmm. or Native Council.
Mm-hmm.
Seemed like help is just, it's 1, 2, 3, really simple. Here, we're willing to help your family member who was also a member of our tribal organization. This is the help we're offering. Show us your bill. Show us your, you know, stuff dealing with death, because usually there's a police report or a hospital note saying passing, or at the funeral home, there's they have funeral services for Angela Nicole Green. See, there was postings that they have records of.
Mm-hmm.
So those are things you have to deal with, and I don't wish it. I didn't get no help, and I'm still trying to get help because I borrowed money to pay for the services and stuff. So, anyway, I went to Cook Inlet, and they denied me, and they said I did not provide all the pertinent information. You know, when you have family and friends willing to help you, you know, you don't have their P.O. box. You don't have their all that information. You just have the amount that they helped you with,
mm-hmm.
and you present it. And to Cook Inlet, it was not sufficient. So they said, you did not provide me with enough information, so we have to deny you.
Oh,
and I
wow.
called Chalista. I called Chalista, and you know what?
What?
I gave them the spill I gave you. Wait, hold on. I gave
Uh-oh.
Them the spill of this, that, and the other, and I did my whining and nicely, you know, even though I was really mad about being denied by Cook Inlet. Anyway, the lady said, well, I can email you an application for assistance. We have a program. And I said, that's the thing. I don't have a printer. I don't, and how am I supposed to do this? That's the same thing that Cook Inlet had, and or ONC. They want to email me an application. I said, And then I said, is there anything better you can do? Because why is it that, what do I have to do to prove that I'm Native? If I cut myself and it bleed, is it supposed to spell Native? You know, I was just being really mad and
yeah.
irritated. And then that lady, really nice, she said, what if we have a simple application? I tell you what, I can do it over the phone. And I said, really? So I did.
Oh, my gosh.
And now Chalista is going to be, it was a really simple yes or no answer, and date of birth of the deceased, and were their descendant or a shareholder. So anyway, you know, they're coming with, they're sending me a $500 gift card for assistance, and that's really nice. Anyway, hold on, I gotta go in the back room. And, yeah, that's the point. That's
okay.
The point I'm trying to make is that if you're a shareholder or a tribal member, it should be really easy when it comes to dealing with a burial assistance or anything. And Mark Springer, he's trying. I hope, you know, whatever information I was able to send him will be helpful for the burial assistance program that they
mm-hmm.
run over there. And that's mainly what I wanted to bring out.
Well, okay.
You know, hopefully people in Anchorage, if you're from the village, you have to go to Cook Inlet. That's just what the tribal organization in your hometown will tell you what to tell you to do.
Okay.
And I tried. So I hope everybody has a good day, and I hope the police department keeps everyone in control when it comes to being out and on the street, like snow machines, four-wheelers. They shouldn't be on the road anyway. That's
okay.
The way I feel. But
okay.
Anyway,
so thank you, Wilson, for starting our day out.
And my mom is doing good.
Yes,
she's still not that strong, but getting better.
Yes. Okay.
I'm going to listen now because I love KYUK. Bye.
Thank you. Good listener. All right, we're going to go to John Nick from Bethel. Good morning, John.
Another good listener.
Yes, and a good caller in.
This morning I had oversleep. I'm still trying to heal up here.
Right.
I'm about 75% better now, which is okay.
Yeah.
I overheard somebody talking about the proving your birth certificate and your ID. My brother went through the same process a long, long time ago when they first started the hospital here. The original hospital burned down with all the records of Native people who were born here and all their medical records, and then they had to re-improvise and build a new hospital. In the meantime, they seemed to lost all the records because a lot of them weren't going to Juneau. And my brother was having a hard time trying to get his ID. He's still fighting for that to this day. You know, it's not right. They should try to figure it out and help people who need help from other programming in order to prove their identity. I know the person that was calling what he's going through because my brother went through the same thing, you know, and I have an idea of what's going on. But they need to fix that up better, where you can prove who you are and stuff without having to fight the politics.
Wow.
You know, and
especially when you're going through a hard time. You know?
Oh, yeah, especially when all these programs, they need to have your birth certificate. That's what he was having trouble with, the birth certificate, because the records were like that person said, how do you prove who you are? You give them all these documents, register cards, and Social Security number and all that, and there's proof right there. Yet they want a little more money on that.
Oh, wow.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Your longevity, your gelista, your proof. Well, that's bureaucratic for you.
Yeah.
You know, or we should be able to have these identity fixtures without having to go through a hassle where you have other proof of who you are, verification, so to speak. You know, and I know people are going through these problems. All you got to do is keep looking to the legality of it and look for a lawyer or somebody who can help you with these type of things, like the corporation program. ONC is a good one to check in them. ABCP. I don't know about you, Lester. All they want interest is themselves. So that's that.
Okay.
Anyway, boy, it's a pretty morning this morning.
My gosh,
hardly,
I know.
No. Boy, that was really a storm the other day. I hope everything was okay with everybody.
Yeah.
And we got drifts now. If you notice, the drifts are hard now because of the moisture.
Oh, yeah, and it's going to be a little slick, too.
Yeah, it can be real slippy on the road. So be careful when you're walking around. And also, your drivers, please don't drive so fast, because when you put on your brake, you're still sliding. It's good to have a four-wheel drive, you know, for these types of conditions. But a lot of people can't afford that. You just drive with caution and, you know, common sense.
Yes.
So to speak. So, anyway, I'm glad I called, Diana. I'd like to welcome all the K300 watchers to here in Bethel. It's going to start this weekend, right?
Tonight.
Okay, yep. Welcome everyone, and may the best man win, and have fun.
All right, thank you, John.
Okay, welcome everyone, and
glad you
thank
got
you
your
for
call
listening.
In. Yes. Okay. Yeah, that's right. Tonight is the K300. What time does it start, Grady? Oh.
6 o'clock for our coverage. 6:30 for restart.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, and we're going to go to Stephen Alexi from Neboskiak. Stephen. Welcome
Good morning.
Good morning.
Stephen Alexi from Nebraska.
Good morning.
It's good news to hear that, coronavirus out there in the Delta slowly going down. And 25% of the Delta residents have now been vaccinated. Hopefully that'll rise, with some education. And, I got my full vaccine. I got my health card now. That I'm fully vaccinated. And then the main reason I'm calling is about school, as they have been on remote learning. And it's like 25% of the time the teachers are, you know, educating with these sketchy Zoom. And just learned that four of my kids are now, you know, half their classes are failing. And with the, advice or direction of YKHC not to open schools, LKSD just close out the rest of the year and start anew next year after they reveal.
That's a good idea.
You know, because I'm pretty sure LKSD is a big school district, nearly 30 schools, and it's not good to see students, you know, failing. And if all the students are held a year back, that's fine. You know, it's not because they are missing school. It's because of this pandemic that the world is trying to get under control. So that's a very good excuse for to shut down school rest of the year instead of paying these highly paraprofessionals full-time, you know, as if they were working full-time. You know, that's what should happen. And I hope the LKSD, the big board on those, in Nacogdoches, they're called the regional school boards, not the local. So I hope they're listening and consider that. Because, you know, we're already hitting March. It's going to be spring, just a few more months. And if they continue to have limited instruction and continuing to fail, that's a sign that, you know, these students are not being educated. So K-300s today, hopefully the river will be plowed up to Bethel. So we can go watch.
Yeah.
All right. Have a good morning.
Well, thank you so much, Stephen. Okay. All right, everyone. Our numbers here for our open lines are 543-5985-543-2756. You can also call 800-995-8954. And as always, you can email us at radio@kyuk.org. So, yes, tonight, 6:30 is the start. 6 o'clock starts the broadcast for K-300, and the start will be down at the river. They're asking that people stay in their cars, not to congregate in groups to watch the start. And the coverage is always wonderful. They have, like, a tune they play when they're going to break in with some updates, and I always look forward to that. And enjoy the nicknames that the mushers are going to get from Colin McDonald, who I hear, like, came into town just special to make up nicknames. No, I don't know, but I think he's making up nicknames for all the mushers, and that's always fun. So I have a email that I'll read real quick. Oh, there's a caller. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, thank you. Bertha from Bethel, good morning.
Hi, good morning. This is Bertha Nagasiak from Bethel.
Welcome.
Originally from Yukon. But I mostly grew up here, so I'm well known pretty much. I wrote a letter, I believe that was Tuesday, to Lisa Makowski about helping up the homeless shelter. I don't know if that's possible, but this is extended building and make some more improvements. I mean, it looks nice right now, but, you know, knowing how many people probably might want to stay there and try come, that have no place to stay, come in town, we'll try look for a work or something. That building needs to be extended and be able to take care of their hygiene, personal hygiene, and be able to do laundry and extend their hours. No person that doesn't have a place to stay, no option but to stay at the winter house, the homeless shelter in Bethel, should extend their hours You know, they think about the weather conditions. People wouldn't want to be out, sent outside during the day, during the daytime, and wonder where to go to a place to warm up when the weather conditions are in, during the changes. So they need to rethink about how to manage this homeless shelter. And it's very important for our community because our people are important. And I've been praying for our people, and hopefully the corporations and the governments look more into this about extending the hours and what more improvements they need for the shelter.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's not good when they don't have nowhere to go during the daytime.
Mm, yeah.
And when it's possible, I could give them food or something, but the most concern is about when. I'm thankful it's a beautiful day today for people who stay at the shelter, have to put up with the weather more than we do, because there's people that has homes, and it's more a concern matter for them right now. And hopefully everybody have a great week, and I look forward for another day. Tomorrow is my birthday.
Oh, well, happy birthday.
That's something I'm looking forward for, a birthday gift from the governors and the people who think they run the homeless shelter would make more improvements on this. Figure out if they're going to be out during the day, they should have another place to go to be able to be warmed up and use the bathroom and whatnot without being told they're not allowed to. You know, what I seen and what I heard, and I wanted to say something, but it's better wait till talk line.
Well, I'm glad you did, and I hope you get your birthday present tomorrow for the homeless shelter.
Something from the governors and the corporations, they need to make more improvements and extend the hours. You know, it'd be nice if they'd be open for lunch, breakfast, lunch, and dinner or something.
Sure.
They need to make more improvements and think about when the weather changes, when they have no place to go during the daytime. Why should they have to be kicked out during the daytime? It's a permanent place, or find a different location. The location that I originally wanted, it was near a hospital and a store and post office. But since they chose housing, you know, I can't tell them what direction, but I only can give them opinions and options. So I hope everyone enjoys the day, and thank you for telling me happy birthday for tomorrow.
Oh, thank you.
Everybody enjoy their weekend. Happy Valentine's. Love you all. God be with us. God bless you.
It's a big weekend for you. You're going to have a birthday and Valentine's Day. So rest up tonight so you'll have a nice time this weekend.
Yeah.
Okay.
Everyone have a good Valentine's Day. And,
thank you.
Hopefully we reach out to the governors and mayors. And the corporations need more assistances, so.
Yes.
Whoever's listening, if you know how.
Okay.
Be like me, we need more help in Bethel. All right. Everyone enjoy the day.
Thank you, Bertha, for calling.
Have a good day.
All right. You too. Okay. We're going to go right to Joe from Bethel. Good morning, Joe. Welcome to Talkline.
Good morning. Happy Friday.
You too.
I still have a pet peeve with snow machines and four-wheelers on the state highway and the roads here in Bethel. If it weren't for my brakes, I would have had a head-on collision with a snow machine.
Wow.
So, you know, I don't understand why the state of Alaska and the city of Bethel is waiting for an accident or somebody to die to enforce it.
Mm-hmm.
I know they have more pressing things to do than to write citations for traffic tickets, but, you know, it always seems to always wait for somebody to die to enforce something, and that makes no sense to me. But the reason why they have laws in place to protect all pedestrians and people that drive any kind of vehicle or snow machine or four-wheeler, that's another thing. But if you got laws in place to protect everyone, they should be at least enforced once in a while or write a ticket here and there so people understand they're serious about it.
Yeah,
On the other hand, mm-hmm. we need to give a big handout to the water sewer guys, the DOT guys are out at the airport for maintaining the runways, and then we also need to give the street and road maintenance for the city of Bethel guys that maintain the road so we could be able to drive to and from work.
They're doing 5 good.
5 o'clock in the morning. They're doing a good job.
Yeah.
Nobody seems to thank them enough. And we need to thank all the volunteers like the homeless shelter. Based upon the limited funding for that, they can only open for so many hours a day.
Mm-hmm.
And the best time for them to provide that service is at night when somebody needs a place to sleep. As you know, funding is tight, and it's hard for people to get what they need and ask for when they need something like that. But, you know, they can only do so much. And, you know, being homeless is not a choice, but it's a matter of the condition they're in and what they're going through in their personal life. But that's still, you know, you can't help with limited hours on the homeless shelter based upon funding.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, and if you're going to be out in the river, like Bethel Search and Rescue say, be safe. Take a ice pick and shovel and take extra gear in case you get stuck.
Mm-hmm.
Not knowing what the road conditions are now, for, especially the last 2 days. But anyway, that's my pet peeve for the week, and it's have been for a while. But just everybody be safe and whatever you're planning to do out there.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Joe.
Thank you.
Thank you for your call. And I don't know if you do any driving, Grady, but when I'm driving back from the airport, and it's night and kind of snowy, very dark out, I have headlights coming toward me on my left side. That's traffic. Then I have headlights coming toward me on my right side. That's four-wheelers and snow machines. And it's very disorienting to have light, because in the distance, due to perspective, the snow machine and four-wheeler lights look like they're on your road coming straight to you until they get close enough for the perspective to change. You know what I'm saying?
And then they're on the other side suddenly.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's what it appears to. And I think that maybe the shortfall here is that with so many transplants to the area, we have so many new friends like myself who might not have the same experience managing the roads quite as expertly as those who've been here for many years.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. All right. So I think we're ramping up for a short break. And
did you want to read that one email, though?
Oh, okay, yeah. I'll do the quick email. And it goes like this. Hey, if there is an opening for announcement... Oh, between now and noon. I'm reading exactly as the emails come to me. Could you announce that there are free produce, dairy, and protein boxes today at noon in front of the ASHA, I don't know the acronyms, maintenance building, and across the slough, across from Anvil's Gun Catch. Thank you. All right, so there's produce, dairy, and protein boxes today at noon in front of the ASHA maintenance building and across the slough, which is across from Anvil's Gun Catch. All right, thank you. We're going to go to a short break. You're listening to Talk Line. I'm Diane McAkron, and this is KYUK 640 AM.
Tune in to KYUK 640 AM for live coverage of the Kuskokwim 300 Sled Dog Race and the Ak Yak Dash. Join our hosts Bev and Colin McDonald and Lillian Atmakmichael for pre-race coverage Friday at 6 p.m. And then keep up to date all weekend long with race updates 6 minutes past the top of the hour. Right here on KYUK 640 AM, your source for community, connection, and K300 action. Talk Line replay regularly scheduled for 7 p.m. on KYUK 640 AM will be heard on 90.3 FM, The Mix. Stay tuned all weekend long for K300 race coverage right here on KYUK 640 AM.
Did you know you can be carrying COVID-19 with mild symptoms or no symptoms at all? Individuals unaware they are infected with COVID-19 are still highly contagious and can spread the virus to others who may experience more severe reactions. We can't predict when someone will have mild or serious infection. The YK Delta is in a very dangerous phase of the COVID-19 pandemic. We all must do our part to prevent the spread of COVID-19. YKHC is strongly urging the public to avoid social interactions and gatherings with anyone outside of your household, including but not limited to parties, funerals, community bingo and pull tabs, and in-person religious services. As positive COVID-19 cases continue to rise throughout the region, your actions may save the life of a friend, family member, or neighbor. If you or someone in your household are experiencing COVID-19 symptoms, call your village clinic or in Bethel, call the COVID-19 hotline 543-6949. More information and resources are available at ykhc.org. A message from the Yukon Kuskokwim Health Corporation.
2021 Nami.
Chitu kleri tulit at hida al ngawz ngas hida au lugu mas kait nik nasu nairon. Chitu kler zara lihutit nasu nairut nik al ngara nik tuyu kishut. Chitu kler iksail gunun akkuni staman yashaguni plusni. Nasu nairut ng siguvt imi ha lugu utchitsnach kan kingun ranen.
March 1 nach bailgan.
Utrusten riskovu at nuchtachtikat, chichukserik sailnut alangausna wet nun, nuchtachtimasikan atvat alangausna wet, umiku chichukserikhtukovt apudlermak nakumayung ashkanak chichukserik chikkimajirun. Yuchtun ikazung chakri zukovt, kayagahu 1-866-954-8683. Unanasunayan biunarifkama chichukserikaliuchtam.
Kwani kwa kwik fim kuskok fim sununi ni changakalak COVID-19 ak agnakok. Wai kate siktak nak. Ugwako kuyuk yut ilagout skfknaki. Yuyalganin ilaksuki tagamki ngan fifknaki. Anutil rit, ayakatakluting kalukal rit, gender reveal ukikul rit, baby shower al rit, dumachtil rit, bingo tali, ashuril rit. Koyuchtschit, nagvigni, nagalrit, agailrit, dungao nating, koyuchtluting jali samin, nalgut genrilangut, koyuchtschit, igayuchtluta tamam tanao suun saktsnagiting nakkaugabut, unakingunang tokwakin, Yukon Kuskokwim Health Corporation.
KYUK just boosted our over-the-air TV signal. TV channels 15.1 through 15.4 have never been stronger. If you haven't checked out KYUK's free TV broadcasts in a while, now might be the time to plug in an antenna. If you live in a village near Bethel, you might be able to receive our TV signal. Again, that's channels 15.1, 2, 3, and 4. And a quick tip, you may need to program your TV to find our transmission for the first time.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back. We've got a caller from Akiak Up D. Jackson. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. I just want to say a biggest thank you and may God bless them to Mark Leary and his crew for keeping our roads graded. Thank you very much. Have a good day.
Well, that was nice. Thank you for calling in. All right, we're going to go to, it looks like, Wilson Green.
Yeah, round two for Wilson Green,
Wilson.
Originally from beautiful downtown Bethel. Anyway, I used to really love saying that, but anyway,
I like hearing it.
You know, I have when I get on Talkline, a lot of the times I lose my thought, my original reason for calling. And anyway, I remembered.
Oh.
You know, yesterday I had my first dose of the vaccine for COVID-19, and I feel, wow, I feel like I'm going to live forever after I do my second dose, which will be on March 8th. And I encourage those who are not so sure about getting the COVID shot to just do it, if not for yourself, for your community, for those around you. You know, I listened to a talk show here in Anchorage, and it's 24/7. Ho ho ho! 91.1 FM, and they come up with all kinds of topics every hour. It's a different topic, and this, one of the topics I recently listened to was communities and or cities or states that did all the 65 and older vaccine, and in that population the past 3-4 months, there has been no rising cases of COVID in that age group. And to me,
wow,
that's positive.
That's awesome.
So,
yeah. Are you suggesting that talk lines should be 24 hours a day?
No, I'm just saying they have the business owners that.
I'm just teasing. I don't think anyone wants to hear Diane McGachran for 24 hours straight.
But they have talk line, talk show 24. The other thing that speaks about talking, there was just one guy talking to another, how happy he was, he has a place to stay. That's here in Anchorage.
Mm-hmm.
He has a place to stay, and he got a voucher because this year, 2021, the corporation's got money for assisted living, assistance and rent for one whole year. And I said, holy cow. And this guy, he said, I was living here 6 months ago, and I applied to Cook Inlet for housing assistance, and they didn't call me back, and I needed a place to stay, so I left my name and number, and I went back home to Montana. He was a Caucasian guy, a white guy, and I was And then while he was in Montana living, having a place to stay, they called him, Cook Inlet Housing Authority, called them in Montana and said, are you so-and-so? And I said, yep. That guy said, yep. And then they said, we have a voucher for you. All you have to do is come back to Alaska and we'll give you a place to stay for a year.
Oh.
And he's not native, And my daughter applied, because she had a couple kids and they're staying with me now, but they need to have their own place. But she has to prove million things. How are those kids native? What's their dad's percentage of native? What is your percent of native? And here I was trying to get help for burial assistance, and they were asking me the same thing. What percent of native are you? We want to make sure you are qualified for the assistance we're ready to give you. And I never got anything. But that guy, he's from Montana, and he's not native, but he got a voucher for a one-year rent assistance. And to me, that perturbed me, and I was thinking, golly, I'm not trying to cause a divide, but, something needs to be fixed about, tribal organizations, Native Corporation, Chilista.
Mm-hmm.
I have a Chilista number. That should be sufficient for any kind of qualification. People should never be denied if they have their, Chilista number, their tribal number, membership number. When we need help, we need help. So that was the other thing I wanted to bring out. And I'm going to enjoy the rest of the program because you guys are the best. KYUK. Bye.
Okay. Oh, is he still there? Oh, I didn't realize that. Okay. Wow, I didn't mean...
I love talk radio.
I'm sorry that we cut it off like that. Okay.
Here's something.
I think somebody's calling in. Anyway, thank you, Wilson, for your call. And anyone can call in. You can email. And you can be anonymous for both of them. I have a quick email that goes out to Bertha, our caller earlier. God bless you, Bertha, and happy birthday. This is a conversation that must begin and a need that must be addressed. So, thank you. We're going to go to Tim from Bethel. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning, Anna.
Oh, good morning.
Beautiful day out there. Wow.
I know.
It is so awesome to see the sun and see the other buildings compared to the last few days.
It's going to, by the end of today, so much is going to have melted.
Yeah.
I mean, it's crazy.
It's got to be a relief for the people up in Agula area, all my Ilocs up there. They've lived through the blizzard and have to shovel out today and tomorrow and next few days. That's how it was a long time ago here.
Yeah.
Not here, but up where I live in Marshall, where I used to live. But totally awesome to see the COVID numbers drop.
Yes.
In fact, that's what was zero yesterday.
Zero yesterday, yeah. That's right.
Yeah. And I see that Anchorage has dropped from 150 to 100,000 per 100,000 down to like 15.
Oh, that's amazing. Now, what's our rate per 100,000? Dropped, but not that much.
Yeah, yeah, we dropped a lot. I mean, compared to our historical high, I think we were like over 300 at some point.
Yes.
But we were at 90.
90? Oh, good.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Something's working on it. Either masks or the vaccine or a combination of both.
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of people sacrificed. I mean, they put on their masks and stayed home and...
Yep.
And try to keep this virus from spreading any further and really, really appreciate it.
Yeah.
And for us, you know, it's been exceptionally hard and for others as well. You know, we couldn't see our grandchildren.
Yep.
No birthday feeds and no...
Right.
And other activities that we normally have.
Yep.
But really, really look forward to the day that we're able to gather at some point again.
Mm-hmm. Me too. I didn't go down to Missouri for Christmas like I usually do to see my mom and brother and sister and friends. And but we all decided together that I shouldn't travel because the CDC said not to travel anyway. So we just went by that. And so I'm going to see them in the summer instead. So
yeah, thank you.
It'll work
out.
Yeah.
For everybody that abided. But... KYK coffee time.
Yes.
That broadcast, I really, really appreciate it. Had some great hosts on there throughout the year. But there's one I'd like to point out in particular is the interview that Katie did with Alex Nick about the native village of Ohogany.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I don't know if there are that many people that are aware of it, but he talked about what happened back in the 1950s, that they got ordered to leave the village to have their children attend schools where they were established. And it happened not only to Ohogany, but also Tuckchuck as well. And Tuckchuck... people, most of them moved up to Marshall, but they spread all over down to Allagnac and St. Mary's and Mount Village and other places.
Mm-hmm.
But they had their distinct dialect, Yupik dialect.
Mm-hmm.
And that dialect is disappearing quite rapidly. And I don't know how it can possibly be preserved. Whether the University of Alaska could, or the Yupik Language Center, or somebody can record their really distinct way they communicate. And I think there's only one elder left in my hometown that is a speaker of what they call Supbek. And they didn't regard themselves as Yupik, but Supik.
Oh, wow. That's interesting.
And when we say Bani, they say Bat Bani.
Huh.
Means back there.
Huh.
And Dorni, Dot Dorni. There's also lots of other distinct and very unique dialects that they have.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really interesting to listen to them, to communicate with them, talk to them. But, you know, these are impacts of of being forcefully removed from your ancestral ground. You know, a lot of people left their beloved family that were buried in those two communities and others.
Mm-hmm.
They left their hunting, fishing, gathering areas.
Wow.
And most of them moved into old, nearly dilapidated buildings in mm-hmm. various host communities. Some of them lived in tents throughout the vicious winters while they build a permanent place to stay.
Amazing.
And a lot of people perish too because of and this is related to the cold environment, cold temp. But I just feel that should be made known. The coffee interview was done both in English and Yupik. So hopefully
nice.
The next time, people would pay attention to that one.
That kind of reminds, you know, what you're saying reminds me of like at the Veterans Memorial Park here in Bethel. Some of those garden boxes are of communities that are no longer there. You know, I wonder
yes.
if these communities you just mentioned are represented there or whether it wasn't, the timing wasn't in line or something back then.
Most of those are communities that probably suffered the same fate.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Having to move to a populated, or not populated, but schools, mm-hmm. places with established schools.
Right.
You know, there's Hamilton, Biltmore, Slough, mm-hmm. Napaimute, Georgetown, Paimute, close to Hooper Bay, Ooh. And various other places that may have suffered the same fate. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, gosh, Tim, thank you, and say hi to my other sister, Joanne,
yeah, I shall.
For me. And thank you for sharing that. I'm going to go back and listen to that. I did not know about that interview with Katie, and I'm going to go, because you can go to kyuk.org, scroll through, and you'll find the interview there, and anyone can do that if they're interested. So thanks a lot, Tim.
Yeah. Good luck to all the mushers.
Yes.
And hope you have a great trek up and down the Cusco.
Yeah.
And to people that are working or volunteering at K300, really appreciate what you're doing. And also the people that keep the rivers clear, search and rescue, and all the public servants that we have out there. And especially the frontline workers that we have here with COVID over the last year. And we'll probably continue for a little bit. But
mm-hmm.
prayers and hope all the best for them.
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.
All right, have a good weekend. And we're going to go to Carrie from Bethel. Good morning, Carrie, and thank you for holding. Welcome.
Hi, Diane.
Hey, Carrie. That
Hi.
Carrie. Hi.
That's me.
In a good way. That
In
Carrie.
In a good way, yep. So I'm calling because today's Friday.
Yep.
We have the USDA produce boxes again. We're going to have our same locations for pickup. And it's drive up only, must wear your mask, please social distance. The locations are going to be at the Alaska Housing Maintenance Building on Second Road and across the Slough Bridge by Anvil's Gun Cache on the other side
right.
is where we'll have another one. And it's going to be at noon today.
Okay.
Hoping to get that done a little earlier in the day. It's a nice day. A
yeah.
lot of exciting things going on today.
I know.
And that's all I wanted to say.
Well, Carrie, thank you. That's a really great thing, those boxes. And I'm sure they're most welcome, and I've seen one of them. They're wonderful. They're full of like really great food. So
yeah, they are.
So good deal. All right, thank you. Have a great afternoon and weekend.
You too. Bye.
Okay. Bye. All right, we're going to go to Noah from Tuluksac. Hello, Noah.
Good morning.
Good morning, Noah.
Diane.
Welcome.
Yes. I want to bring up about the vaccine
mm-hmm.
that was distributed a good wise decision or a choice towards that vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
It's helping me. The first dose, it has to adapt to my body and my antibiotic.
Mm-hmm.
And the booster itself will protect me from this virus. But I need to complete my cycle, which is 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, I'm good to go anywhere I wish to. But I urge the people that haven't taken this vaccine to make a good choice on it. It's for the benefit for themselves, you know, or the family, or the surrounding. Because of the second strand that's come from Africa and UK and one more,
mm-hmm.
That is very deadly, and it's spreadable, and it's deadly, more deadly than the first one. So I urge the listeners out there to take. I'm fine with it, but I need to be careful within 2 weeks. So that was my part, to let my own people know about this vaccine. Thank you very much, and have a nice day.
Thank you for your call, Noah.
All right.
Really appreciate it. All right. I'm going to read. Somebody had sent me a message regarding the Winter House, and that is that Winter House, Bethel Winter House, is in need of volunteer cooked dinners, and you can sign up at bethelwinterhouse.org. Easy to remember. And if you can't cook, you can also buy groceries if you'd like, instant oatmeal and cup of soups or ramen or pastas and sauce for the staff to cook would be amazing. So that would be a great thing to do. And I have an anonymous email that I'll read. I would like to say the teachers in this region have been going above and beyond. They are working full time like they would have been if there had been regular school year. Some of the teachers are taking time even after hours and spending time away from their own families trying to figure out ways to teach these children through distance learning. I would like to say thank you to the teachers, parents, and YKHC. It's a tough time, but YKHC is doing their best and only showing they care about our whole region. Happy K300 weekend. Well, thank you, Anonymous. And you, too, can be anonymous in your email if you'd like by emailing us at radio@kyuk.org. Our lines are open, and the numbers are 543-5985, 543-2756. You can also call our 800 number, 800-995-8954. Okay.
Hey, I want to chime in a correction, because you told people to go to scroll down, but if they want the coffee shows, they got to go to Programs Coffee, just because those are aggregated separately.
Oh, to hear the show where there was the interview.
Yeah, any
regarding
of the shows like Talkline or Coffee at KYUK or Ika Yutet or anything that we put up on the web doesn't land in the river as much as you go to the Programs section and navigate to the show
side.
You want to find.
Now, is it because this was not? This was a Coffee at KYUK interview, not a
news story
that goes on the main feed.
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. All right. I have another anonymous email. 2 vaccines later, I feel confident and hopeful. Consider taking the COVID-19 vaccine. Trust facts, not conspiracy. Have a great weekend, Guyana. All right. Thank you for those emails. Feel free to keep those coming. And we have Ruth Yvonne from Bethel. Good morning, Ruth.
Good morning. I've always wondered what the times are that they go to the shelter and what time they leave. And I've always wondered where they stay in the daytime, because it's been so cold outside. And during this pandemic, it's hard to go to warm places. Mm-hmm. What if we were homeless? I always feel for these people. Me and my husband are elders, and we can't take people in the daytime. Where do they go? Where it's so hard. 'Cause I see homeless people that are really nice people, and most of them are trying to, you know, struggle and. I mean, they're struggling, you know, right now.
Right.
What can we do? What can we do as a, where can they go?
Yes.
Where can I go if I was like that in the daytime, if I had no place to live? You know, I just feel for them, and, I'm glad there is somewhere to stay, though. That's the most important. And I really thank the Covenant Church that they take those them in, because they're using the scripture, you know. I was homeless and you took me in. And I'm glad about that. And hopefully things will look up for them soon. And just praying the pandemic will be over this you know, believe in God for that. Anyway, I'm thankful for you being there. Okay. Goyana. Bye.
Thank you very much, Ruth. It was very, I appreciate her call because it shows a lot of empathy and compassion. And it looks like, so the Bethel Winter House is open from 8 p.m. to 7 a.m. And it's hard right now, especially because due to COVID, certain spaces aren't as open for people to be able to hang out as they might have had a chance to do. So places, I know people used to sometimes go to the library during the day for a warm place, and that's no longer available. So, yeah, today will be a halfway decent day, but still has a ways to go to make sure that everybody's safe during winter. It is time for us to go for a break, and I'll hope to hear from you on the other side of the break.
TalkLine is an opinion-based show to share ideas and viewpoints. Statements made during TalkLine may or may not be factually true. Callers are encouraged to engage in civil discourse and are free to challenge or affirm the opinions presented by fellow callers. The comments and opinions expressed are those of the community and not KYUK broadcast staff, management, or Board of Directors.
Tune in to KYUK 640 AM for live coverage of the Kuskokwim 300 Sled Dog Race and the Yak Yak Dash. Join our trail reporters from the checkpoints and veteran commentary following updates. Keep up to date all weekend long with race updates 6 minutes past the top of the hour. 2021 Kuskokwim 300 Sled Dog Race coverage all weekend long on KYUK 640 AM. KYUK just boosted our over-the-air TV signal. TV channels 15.1 through 15.4 have never been stronger. If you haven't checked out KYUK's free TV broadcasts in a while, now might be the time to plug in an antenna. If you live in a village near Bethel, you might be able to receive our TV signal. Again, that's channels 15.1, 2, 3, and 4. And a quick tip, You may need to program your TV to find our transmission for the first time.
Did you know you can be carrying COVID-19 with mild symptoms or no symptoms at all? Individuals unaware they are infected with COVID-19 are still highly contagious and can spread the virus to others who may experience more severe reactions. We can't predict when someone will have mild or serious infection. The YK Delta is in a very dangerous phase of the COVID-19 pandemic. We all must do our part to prevent the spread of COVID-19. YKHC is strongly urging the public to avoid social interactions and gatherings with anyone outside of your household, including but not limited to parties, funerals, community bingo and pool tabs, and in-person religious services. As positive COVID-19 cases continue to rise throughout the region, your actions may save the life of a friend, family member, or neighbor. If you or someone in your household are experiencing COVID-19 symptoms, call your village clinic or in Bethel, call the COVID-19 hotline 543-6949. More information and resources are available at ykhc.org. A message from the Yukon Kuskokwim Health Corporation.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back. We have a caller ready to go, Joe from Bethel, and then I'm going to read some emails.
Hey, good morning. How are you again?
Okay, good morning.
Hey, I'm glad LKSD and YKHC got together and determined that they shouldn't reopen the schools for the kids, because that's you're going to affect our future generation. If they get sick and die, then we have a problem. So I'm glad. I'd like to give hats off to LKSD to not to reopen the schools because of the dangerous situation. And just because you're vaccinated doesn't mean you won't get sick.
Okay.
So vaccination is one thing. Opening back up the schools for the kids to put them in danger, that's not a good thing. So hats off again to LKSD for determining not to reopen the schools. And just because you're vaccinated doesn't mean you're not going to get sick. So as you know, the President Biden mandated all public transportation by law must be wearing masks. I don't know if you're aware of that.
Yep. Yep.
So, you know, we still need to be vigilant, and, you know, this COVID thing is serious. Personally experiencing and living through it and be able to tell you I survived, but that's not an excuse not to wear masks, social distancing, and, you know, be safe and look after yourself and take care of your family and your friends and your coworkers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a pretty serious thing, and now that we got the African one, that's coming out and spreading across the world. They say that's just as dangerous, and it's easier to get that one than the first one.
Yes, there's a mutation.
You know, we still need to take heed, and we still need to look after each other, take care of each other. That's the only way we're going to get through this.
Okay.
So everybody be safe and look after each other.
Okay, good. And glad you made it through, Joe.
Thank you.
All right. Quick email here. Any updates on the ice road going downriver? So if you have information on the conditions of the ice road downriver, feel free to call and let us know. I have another email here from Anonymous, and it goes like this. Good morning. Back in December, my son, who stays with his grandmother, went to get checked at our clinic for sore throat and sinus pain. After they did a strep test, they did a rapid COVID test, and the health aide said it showed a faint line and was counted as a positive result. While isolating all that time, he never lost his sense of taste and smell, and his grandmother, who's asthmatic, was fine all that time while isolating, and they didn't do close contact testing. Okay, thank you for your email, and we have another caller. I apologize. I do not know how to pronounce your name, but I hope you will when you come on air. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Ikshuk.
Oh, Ikshuk. Okay.
First time I hear you, don't know how.
Well, I've never seen it. I've never seen your name in writing like that. So.
But that's okay.
But thank you.
Yeah, welcome.
Ikshuk. All right.
Ikshuk.
Even the bird is saying your name.
I'm very grateful. at this point, with all the precautionary measures everyone is exercising, we need to continue to do so.
Mm.
And I'm very grateful that there's some serious thinking of possibilities or no possibilities of reopening the schools. I'm glad that there is no reopening at this point. We do not know, especially children that might be challenged if they enter the schoolroom, not every minute or every second would be watched by any professor for the safety of our children. That's why I strongly advocate, for the time being, this being a new pandemic for everyone since the time immemorial, to keep our kids home for their safety, because this too will pass. It will not stay for long if we work together as a team. If we don't, it will continue and continue to get to the point where we will be locked down again. I'm very, very disturbed with what my set of lens observe outside of the stores and the streets and even the river, where folks tend to become intoxicated. That, in my mind, is not precautionary measures, nor is it safe. There's common sense in every individual's mind and heart to listen and exercise and to be careful and to be observant. It's bothersome because we are role models to each other as human beings. And as role models, we need to be cautious and stand steadfast and firm. So I want to thank the folks, our leaders, especially Uhucharmiq Native Council. I thank you for your care, your concise thinking, and your excellent partnership and team building with your membership. And may God bless you, Guyana.
Guyana, thank you very much for calling and sharing that. Have a great afternoon. Bye. Okay, we have Tom from Chilista. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning. How are you, Dan?
Good. How are you doing?
Doing well, thank you.
Awesome.
Well, I just wanted to call and remind shareholders that our Bethel and Anchorage offices are still closed, but there are still some different ways that you can get assistance from our shareholder services. So if you are wanting to update your address or your phone number or your email address, you can easily do that anytime, any night at mychilista.com. So that's a very handy web portal where you can view your shareholder account. You can even confirm that you have direct deposit. You can download forms, like if you want to get direct deposit. So a lot of helpful information there. You can do a dividend confirmation report, or if you need to prove that you're a shareholder, you can get that report there as well, and you can do that all right from your phone.
Okay.
So, yeah, mychilista.com. mychilista.com. And if for some reason that doesn't work, you know, go ahead and give us a call. Just remember that we typically only have one or two workers in the office each day. We're keeping our social distancing up. So you'll probably have to leave a message, but you can reach us at 275-2801. So a couple different options there, mychilista.com,
mm-hmm,
or 275 2801. And then I just want to quickly mention, I got my second dose last week.
Oh.
Very, very happy I did it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, looking to not only protect myself, but also my family. I've got two little ones, 6 and 8, and I want to do everything I can to protect them.
That's really, I'm glad nothing strange happened to you with your second shot.
No, nothing strange. I did definitely feel fatigued,
mm-hmm.
Had some body aches going on that lasted probably about 24 hours. But after that, definitely improved quickly. And now I know that keeping my family pretty safe.
Good. Yeah, it's a good feeling. I couldn't help it. I ended up feeling kind of, after my second shot, I thought, oh, wow, it feels like I'm part of something really big. And I felt a little bit of relief that I did not know I'd been carrying around, you know, a little tension all this time. So that was good for me.
Yeah, yeah. I kind of feel like I slept a little bit better, too.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I get that.
It's been a long year.
Indeed. And a year. It has been that. Because mm-hmm. everything started kicking in late February last year. Started hearing more and more about things. So anyway, okay. So mychalista.com or 275-2801.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Great, Tom. I hope you have a good weekend.
You too. Take care. I'll be here.
Oh, thank you. Guyana. All right. We're going to go to Yvonne Waska from Bethel. Good morning, Yvonne. Welcome to Talkline.
Good morning, and the people of the Waikei Delta.
Yes.
Well, I got butterflies in my stomach. My heart's beginning to pound. Valentine's Day must be near. Well, anyway, to the people out there, the K-300 is going to start and have space against them dog teams and avoid injuries. And first time I heard that bogus muster say he was glad there were no snow machines going by them. And that says a lot, and hopefully that goes for the musters that are going to start tonight. And, but anyway, Guyana Waikei, and for leading on LKSD and trying to let our children and grandchildren to go to school, yeah, that call is right, and we're still in I don't agree with them going to school yet, and due to the COVID anyway, but and this light's beginning to show end of the tunnel. We're getting vaccinated, but anyway, I'd like to point out to all our kids that have snow machines, I hope the parents are listening, and these marshes around the lakes and the drainages, the beaver dams, they're dangerous. They're open. The snow's covering them right now, and I hope the parents give them directions to and instruct them to stay on the trail. And there's also open holes on the river, and be aware of that. And one thing I learned, that one day, it was 30 above here, and I went up to the, I took a ride up west, where there's no trees, and there was a ground blizzard going on.
Oh.
Man, it was cold. No. And them, those people that are going to Yukon or Tundra villages, try to go use the buddy system and dress warm. And more than once that taught me something, like I said, it was 30 above here and real nice air, and then you head out where there's no trees and there's a ground blizzard going on, so aware of that. And but anyway, I hope we continue to get vaccinated and have a good weekend. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you. You too. I hope you have a good Sunday, Valentine's Day. Okay. We have a ice road update from Mark. Thank you, Mark, for calling in.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
You can hear me okay?
Yeah, perfect.
Okay, good. Yeah, that Ivan, he's a good man to follow. So,
true.
And like Tim said, what a beautiful morning. You know, it almost makes you forget all the bad weather we've had the past few days.
Mm-hmm.
But I wanted to talk a little bit about the ice road and the plan for the weekend. There's a lot going on this weekend. So, but before I get into the plan for the weekend, I wanted to talk about the ice road crew. You know, I'm wearing my native village of Napaimute hat this morning. The native village of Napaimute leads the annual establishment and maintenance of a majority of the ice road. And the crew we have this year has been going really, really above and beyond the call of duty. You know, for over a month now, they've been working long hours, trying to keep the road open with all this constant wind and bad weather. They've only had a handful of Sundays off. Otherwise, they're on the river or they're back in Bethel fixing what broke on the last trip. Almost every trip, something breaks. I needed to talk a little bit about them and thank them for what they've been doing. You know, Oscar Samuelson is the ice road manager, and we have Ben Leary in the Timlista plow truck and Nikolai Savage in the grader, and Stanley Morgan this morning is in the Bichjek plow truck with the backup plow truck driver of Daniel Chakuchin, who also provides overall support. So a bunch of young guys, and Oscar's been doing an excellent job teaching them. You know, we all have radios, and I'm listening to them constantly, coaching them through the work they do on the river. And, you know, besides just trying to keep the road open for the public, they've been called out for several special emergency plows, and they've been ready to go and willing to go. For example, they helped the YKHC vaccination team get around to four villages, I think it was. Yeah, four during the worst weather, and distribute, you know, several hundred vaccines, I believe. They also jumped up to plow the road so one of the nearby villages could get fuel when
wow.
they were getting low on fuel. And then just the day before yesterday, you know, we got a call for a medical emergency in another village, and no hesitation. They were on the river, made a road to the village. The patient, who was an elder, was able to be medevaced by truck and brought directly to the hospital. So quite a crew.
Wow, that's great.
I'm very thankful for the work they do, you know. And, you know, they work for the native village of Napaimute, but they really serve the people all along the river. We talk about that all the time. You know, we do this for the people all along the river, because that ice road makes everything so much easier and cheaper and convenient for people. And the way that, I also have to mention there's a few others. ABCP, as part of their contribution to the ice road, has donated the use of their heavy equipment mechanics in their transportation department. And that Teddy Berry and Dennis Abraham, they've helped us so much. Endless help. They're very, very good at what they do. They're professionals, and we really need that, because most of the time we're just fixing things the best we can mm-hmm. out on the river with, you know, duct tape and wire. If people that have been on the ice road this year notice that we have finally reached one of our long-term goals for the ice road, and that's having a standardized marking system. And that was provided by the state of Alaska Department of Transportation. They provided 4,500 ice road markers this year. So when you see those flat orange plastic ice road markers with a silver reflector always pointing upstream and an amber reflector pointing downstream. That's the official Kuskokwim ice road, and that those markers were provided by the state of Alaska. And we've had an ice road marking crew separate from the plowing crew, and that's Charles Guest and his two sons, Zach and Brian, and they've done a really, really nice job, especially if you travel on that night.
Okay, so Mark, we're going to have to kind of move on if you can tie up your comments. Thank you.
Well, I really need the time, a couple minutes, to explain how the Kuskokwim Ice Road works.
Great. Okay, go ahead.
The way it works is it's supported by everybody along the river, just about every village, every regional organization. And I'm going to name them real quick so you can see how extensive. This is the only way it works. Each one of these contributes, and they're in no order, and they're not in any order of how much they contributed, but I think they need to be recognized. You know, first of all, the state of Alaska made a contribution, which was huge. For the first time in decades, they've provided support to the Kuskokwim Ice Road. And then Don and Gold makes a contribution, AVCP, Linden Alaska Hovercraft / Bering Marine. They provide fuel. They've given us 600 gallons of fuel so far. And, you know, we've used a couple thousand gallons of fuel, but that 600 has been a big help.
So,
we get help from the school district.
So, Mark, we have a couple of callers waiting. What just happened? I'm going to go to Fritz Charles from Bethel.
Good morning, Diane. How are you?
Oh, good. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. I'll be pretty quick. Talking about this vaccine, first of all, not to scare anybody, but it was not approved yet from the FDA yet. But they did approve for the emergency vaccination of civilians, which is us.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be pretty, you know, precautious if somebody's trying to bear a child and whatnot, because we still, these people that came up with this Pfizer and Moderna vaccine, they don't know what the long-term effects are. We don't know. And they're still learning on a daily basis of what it does or what it can happen. So let this be a warning. You know, we don't know what the aftermath of this vaccine is. It might be a good thing, which it probably is. I got both of my vaccinations done, both shots, along with my two older boys. So we'll see what happens. Then, getting tired of this talking about four-wheelers and snow machines on the road system, you know. Us drivers have the exact same privileges as a snow machine and a four-wheeler. We don't have any rights at all driving down the state highway or the city roads. You know, we're just as privileged as they are. You know,
mm-hmm.
What's the point? You know, there might be an accident. Both drivers are responsible for the accident, regardless of what the outcome is. That's it. Thank you. Bye.
Okay. Thank you. All right. We're going to go to Harry from Bethel. Good morning, Harry.
Morning.
Good morning.
Yep. Step weekend again for the K300.
Yes.
Which is exciting.
Yes.
For us dog washers and spectators. You know, I ain't going to stop saying this, but a big thank you to Myron Anksman for having an idea to put up this show. And his supporters, you know, there's Dev, John, and who else on the backside who helped him all along. That organization made this region into a strong dog mushing community. All other regions have died down. Bristol Bay has nothing. Up north has some, but not as strong as us. A big thank you to Myron again. And good luck to all the dog mushers. And also a big thank you to Nabai Milk organization, their tribal organization, spearheading this Kuskokwim River plowing. It yeah. has many benefits for the youth, you know. Good plow down to the Johnson, where many people enjoy fishing. That's a plus. And going inter-village travel, you know. Big thank you. Thank you very much. Keep it up. Nothing else.
Okay, thank you, Harry. Yep. I was going to read an email real quick, because this has been here for a long time. So the email goes like this. I am hoping that KYUK will move shows such as Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me to 90.3 this weekend instead of disrupting them with race updates. Also, KYUK is still having large broadcast volume excursions with programs like Line 1, which I could not even listen to earlier this week, and Alaska Nightly News on APRN. It seems to be getting worse, not better. Bob in Bethel. Okay, we're going to go to Mark, who's going to finish with the ice road conditions.
Okay.
Sorry, I think you got cut off. We apologize for that.
Yeah, and sorry to go on so long, but there's a lot to it. I'm going to finish the list of support for the Kuskokwim Ice Road. We get support from the Akiak Native community. We get Chalista, the Kuskokwim Corporation, the Napuskiak Traditional Council, Tuluksak Native community, the Native Village of Lower Kalskag, GCI, ONC, YKHC, the City of Bethel, even AC store contributed to the road this year. We get support from Kuisluk Inc., from the Organized Village of Kuisluk, from the Native Village of Akichuk, and from Faulkner Walls. So this is what makes the Kuskokwim Ice Road work, and this is why our guys are, you know, they're willing to step up and go when they need to go. So the plan for today, for this weekend, we've split our crew into two groups. The first group has left Bethel, headed upstream, plowing the road to Kuisluk, Akichuk, Akiak, but possibly Tuluksak. It's a long day to get there. I don't know if we'll make it to Tuluksak. The other crew is headed downstream, plowing as far as the Johnson River. This is something we talked about and agreed to do for the people, is that we're going to try to have the road to Yukfuk, the Manoking spot in the mouth of Johnson River, open every weekend for the people, you know, to show our appreciation for the support. That's a very important subsistence area, especially this coming time of the year, and we want to keep it open for people, and especially, you know, with all these COVID restrictions and bubbles and, you know, hunkering down, this is a way you can get out with your family and do something healthy. And in closing, I wanted to mention that, you know, although there are many, many social and economic benefits to the Kuskokwim Ice Road, with the pandemic going on, you know, each village has different types of restrictions, and they have monitors out there outside their villages. Be respectful of each village's wishes to protect their community. You know, stop and talk to those monitors. Find out, you know, if you can.
Hey, Mark.
Go ahead.
Mark, can I ask you something real quick? Someone would like to know how to make donations if they wanted to contribute to the Ice Road support.
Okay, well, we don't have we don't have a GoFundMe. Typically, we send out a letter at the beginning of the winter, and then we hold a teleconference with all the interested villages and entities, and we talk. We could send them a letter
if they want a copy of the letter that we send out asking for support and demonstrating what it costs to do this. The long-term goal for our region.
We have to close up the show here, Mark, so I'm sorry.
Okay.
Did you have anything else on the ice road itself and the conditions for people? Sounds like you gave a little bit there already.
Yeah, you know, the plan is to have the road open to the Johnson River.